almost heaven, West Virginia.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Washington, D.C. Guy was just arrested. A very bad idea what he did. The Capitol Police, well, actually it was the Washington, D.C. police, but it was right around government property, arrested a man right outside of Kamala Harris's official residence with a rifle and plenty of ammunition. Now, this is the Darwin effect. This guy is not going to be in circulation very long. Word to people, don't walk around with rifle and ammo looking to kill somebody. That's not the purpose of weapons. The purpose of weapons is self-defense and hunting. But you definitely don't go near the White House or the vice president's official residence, Observatory Drive, a heavily guarded street. Hillary and Bill Clinton have a house virtually next door. I've been to their house for a dinner. It's a beautiful neighborhood, beautiful houses. But more importantly, it's under surveillance all the time. Guys just don't walk there with guns and think they're going to get away with it. Now, the problem with this, the problem with what happened, is there is a lawlessness spreading through the country right now. What was emblematic was the January 6th insurrection. And this started by suggestions of violence in our mainstream politics by Donald Trump. Started early on at his rallies, protesters would show up. Trump would say, basically, beat him up and I'll pay your attorney's fees. There one fellow, an African-American fellow, just was there with a sign. He didn't like what Trump's, and they took him out. And as he walked up or out the aisle, guy jumps up and punches him, sucker punches him from the side. Trump pointed at journalists and say, they are the enemy of the people. That is the feeling of autocratic leaders, and journalists are killed in other countries. They're killed in Mexico. They're killed in Pakistan. They're deemed enemies of the people. If they tried to write anything in a commie country, I mean, can't imagine North Korea, but even China and Russia, they end up in jail or worse. For that to happen, and in Venezuela for that matter, for that to happen in the United States, for people like Katie Turr of MSNBC and others asking for security to walk to their car, to have journalists booed when Trump points them out, is a shocking thing in this country. And what it's led to, directly led, his words led to the insurrection. But now they're leading to other things. Freelancers. Guy walking right outside Kamala Harris's house with a rifle and ammunition. I don't know what he expected. Maybe she would walk out in the garden or something and he could pick her off. This guy deserves a jail term, but more importantly, he was ginned up and lathered up by the Trump effect. Trump effect is that violence against a political opponent is okay. Barry Goldwater, when he ran for president in 1964 against Lyndon Johnson, said, moderation in the face of evil is not a virtue. Extremism in opposition to vice is not a bad thing. It's not an evil thing. That was a subtext of basically saying, you decide what's good and evil, and whatever means you want against what you deem is evil is okay. He didn't mention violence. Trump did, but it's the same thing. And Barry Goldwater got creamed in the 1964 election for a lot of reasons. So what do we do with this? How do we get the poison out of our political system? You know, you take a look at presidential security, John Adams, President John Adams, in the morning liked to go skinny dipping in the Potomac River. John Adams. He liked to go skinny dipping in the Potomac River. He walked down by himself, no security, took off his clothes, jumped in the river. Guy stole his clothes. He had to walk buck naked back into the White House. Abraham Lincoln, sitting watching a play, My American Cousin. He has one Pinkerton who fell asleep behind him. John Wilkes Booth walks up, walks right in, and kills Abraham Lincoln. John F. Kennedy, if you take a look at the Zapruder film, what does he think? I mean, he's driving around a plaza in Dallas where the FBI had picked up hate messages among different groups about killing him, and he's waving. They didn't secure the windows. A guy gets up into the book depository and opens a window and shoots. What kind of security is that? Ronald Reagan's walking out near a restaurant, and the guy comes up and shoots him, shoots Ronald Reagan, and shoots Brady, his press secretary, shoots an FBI Secret Service agent. So we've gotten progressively more restrictive in the security for the president and the vice president, and deservedly so. Deservedly so. But there are still nuts out there who will do it. McKinley was assassinated. Disgruntled guy. Didn't get what he wanted. Some kind of a position. And there's a handshake line, and he walks up. McKinley sticks out his hand. The guy pulls out a gun and shoots him. How bad is that? So what do you have to do? Not have presidents campaign? Well, you can't have that. They have to speak to people. But the security around their homes is very tight. And their homes are the White House and the vice president's official residence on Observatory Drive. And it turns out that Kamala Harris was not there at the time. So this Yahoo gets arrested. But, you know, that gets around. There are copycats. There are copycats. And there are 100 senators, and there are 435 members of Congress, and there are judges, and there are everything else. Trump's poison about violence is infecting all of that. You can't have security for everybody 24/7. You're not going to have people that want to serve in those positions. You're not going to want to have people who are going to take that. You're not going to have people who take that. So what do you do? What you have to do is, if the Republican Party is going to continue, have its leaders tone down the rhetoric. Mitt Romney tones down the rhetoric. Liz Cheney does. Ben Sasse does. But nobody in this state does. Maybe Brian Hagedorn in the Supreme Court, but he's a justice who he's supposed to be. He's independent, so he's not speaking for the Republican Party. But the rest of them, and we're going to get to some of that later in this show, are very radical about what they say. Somebody in the Republican Party has got to stand up. Maybe it's some of their donors, except their donors contribute to some of the worst individuals with the worst instincts in society. Somebody's got to get up and say, violence is immoral, but violence also is a bad idea. You can't have capitalism with violence. You can't. You can't have democracy with violence. You can't. And without democracy and with violence, you're not going to have an economic system like we have. If that gets through to these people, if that gets through to these people, it'd be a terrific service. Something's got to be done. You cannot have people picked up with guns right outside the vice president's house, right outside the White House, or anywhere else. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.